Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So there has been a lot of conversation about this trial. This trial has been watched not only locally here in the Pittsburgh area, but across the country. Just before the commercial break, before the news break, we had a phone call from a caller that I'm only identifying as a family member. He was gracious enough to agree to stay with us. He now joins us on the phone. Thank you so much for holding on, sir. I appreciate your patience.
You're more than welcome. As I come back, I just got back in the house from coming from downtown, and I'm looking at one of the victim picture that I have put on my wall, and I'm telling this particular victim, it's okay. It's okay. We'll get through it. But again, Allegheny County, I know it's an elected office of judges and district attorneys, et cetera, but I don't want to use the word old. I don't want to say that they're not capable. But that whole system needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line to all this is let's go back to the O.J. Simpson trial, where everybody said, oh, if it was this, if it was that. My theory of the O.J. Simpson trial is somewhat compared to this trial. They thought they had the right person when they were trying to convict O.J. Not to say O.J. did not know what was going on. I do believe he was a very big part of it. But the bottom line is he did not kill them. He had a lot to say about it. They did this, they did that, but he didn't do the actual killing. Sharon Shelton was on trial not because of what he knew, not because of how much involvement he was in. He was on trial because they were trying to say that he's the one that actually pulled the trigger to kill these five individuals plus the unborn baby. And it was proven that he did not. You caught a detective in a lie, just like you caught a detective in a lie in the O.J. Simpson case. Mark Furman, remember? We
sure.
All remember that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It all adds up that when the jurors were coming back and saying, wait a minute, we can probably end this today, but we're trying to make something out of this, but the judge would not come back with the direct answers. Oh, you got to remember what we told you. You got to remember what the trial was said. No, you can't have this piece of paper. No, you can't have that piece of paper. The whole thing was just, I knew at the end of this was going to be the turnout.
So
I knew it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it was then, I mean, because the judge has to, and I'm not defending because I wasn't in the courtroom, the judge has to operate within the confines of the law. Do you think it was the judge, or do you think it was the case that was handed to the jury and the judge? Were there fundamental problems
both.
In the case, both? You think it was both?
Both.
Okay. So now let me ask you this, because here's the other problem, and we just talked with criminal defense attorney Blaine Jones, who's kind of watched this case.
I was in my car, yes.
Okay, so now 4 years out, you and the rest of your family are left with no resolution. You know, where would they even start if they were going to charge someone else? I mean, the realities are you and your family may not ever get justice for five people and an unborn child.
Well, that's where your heart comes in, and that's where whoever you may believe in, whether it be God, Jehovah, or Muslims, some of the family members are Muslims, that's where you have to put that in practice.
Mm.
Because you just have to. You can't. You can blame a lot of things like I'm blaming now,
mm-hmm.
but you just have to put God in control of this and say, hey, you know, it is what it is. Their anger? Absolutely. A whole lot of people's anger.
Mm-hmm.
They're not angered again at so much that Sharon Shelton wasn't found guilty. If you get into the family, hey, come on, why? It was like a circuit. It was the prosecution and the defense attorneys were arguing back and forth, where in any normal court, I think, you know, the judge would have said, hey, bring it through the bench, bring it in my chambers.
Mm.
None of that happened. None of that happened. I commend the defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
They did their job.
Mm-hmm.
They did what they were supposed to do. They did that because, once again, the man wasn't on trial for what he knew, what he saw, what he heard. He was on trial because he was the one accused of pulling the trigger. And the jury said, no, he didn't pull the trigger. The jury's saying, yeah, he was involved in it, but we don't have any evidence or proof that he's the one that actually pulled the trigger, because you dismissed one person in the very first day of the trial. You had a witness who was supposed to be the main witness that was subpoenaed to the trial. You let him get on stand, and he basically said, I'm only here because I've been subpoenaed to be here, so I really don't know nothing. And that was the intended target person.
Mm-hmm.
It was just... It's sad. But it goes back to commending the you know, can we be angered? We're just angered at the system.
I was going to say,
you know, Allegheny County right now is such in an uproar. You had a judge that's trying to disbar him. That's not the first time it happened. 20 years ago, you may remember when we had Judge Manning throw the charges on the same thing because he supposedly said something racial bias to a person in the airport.
At the airport, I do remember that, yeah.
Remember that? I mean, it's just Allegheny County itself needs to be, I think it's too many buddy-buddy systems down there. I, some jobs say, I think it's just a buddy-buddy thing. Stephen Zappel is probably sitting in his office right now saying, this was a national murder case. I mean, involving people. No, you can't compare this to the Tree of Life synagogue shooting, because one person was there. They caught that one individual person. So you can't compare the two. Again, I'm not saying it's politics, but Allegheny County needs to be revived. So,
but at the end of the day, your family, they let your family down.
Yes.
The system let your family down.
The system. Not Sherron Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
The system let us down.
Okay.
Because that's he wasn't on trial for what he knew, how he knew it, why he knew it. Where was he? You caught a detective, in Allegheny County detective, in a lie. The jury came back and said, let us see. Judge said no.
Yeah.
Come on.
Indeed.
Sir, thank you, Lynn.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks so much for your call today. Wow. That kind of says it all. Family member feels like the system let them down, let this family down today.